Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayon, si Joy Adan, ang kababayan natin mula Sydney, lumaki sa Blacktown at ngayon ina sa dalawang batang lalaki at hindi makalabas ng bahay. Magandang araw, Joy!
Hello, everyone!
Kamusta?
Good. It's a nice day today and I want to get outside, so hopefully we get to soon.
Nabanggit ko nga kanina na hindi ka makalabas hanggang ngayon sa bahay. So, kamusta naman ang buhay lockdown para sa ina na may dalawang lalaking punong-puno ng energy?
That's it. We've been wanting to get out. We've been wanting to see family. That's probably been the hardest part about lockdown for so long. We have a lot of extended family. I have my sisters and their kids who also are in Blacktown, LGA, and we usually see each other at least, you know, once every week or every 2 weeks, and they usually play together and they, you know, burn their energy together, but we haven't been able to do that for months now. And so we're desperate for it. We miss them a lot, and it's been tough. It's been tough on me. I think it's been tough on my boys. I think it's been really challenging trying to keep them entertained as well as, you know, keep my head on while I'm trying to work as well. And so it's been a tough time. I will admit I'll be really happy when it's over.
Para sa mga Pinoy, no, bihira mong marinig ng aaminin nilang it's been a tough time. Usually maririnig mo it's okay.
Yeah, and I think it's so easy, you know, it's almost ingrained in our culture to just, you know, keep a brave face and smile, and you know, I'm told constantly, you know, count your blessings, and I do definitely, you know, it's something we do every night before the kids go to bed. We pray and we tell God what we're thankful for. But I think one thing, if there's anything I've learned, it's how important it is to also admit when it's been tough, and also because I think that's the first step to then being able to ask for help when it is challenging. And I think going through something like this, that's lockdown, is something that none of us could have ever prepared for. Being able to ask for help and admit how difficult it's been is a really important part of coping.
At nagkaroon ka na ng karanasan o experience dito dahil before, nakaranas ka ng perinatal and postnatal depression. At dito mo natutunan na pwede palang humingi ng tulong sa iba.
Yeah. Yes, it's after I gave birth to my second child, I was actually just driving down the Great Western Highway, and I remember, you know, it was a normal day. It was a really uneventful day. We just dropped off my eldest son to school, and I was driving. I can't even remember what we were driving to, and he was happy. He was in the back seat, but I just started crying. Out of nowhere, there was no, and I thought, you know, I've got nothing to be sad about. Why am I crying? And I just kept crying. I was just driving, and then I approached a stoplight, and I thought, oh, okay, this is not normal. Like this, I don't think this is normal. And I didn't think much of it until I kept feeling that way every now and again, where I would be having a perfectly normal day, and then I would just feel this heaviness in my heart. And normally, you know, if I was to, you know, talk to my sisters about it or even my parents about it, the first thing I would expect them to say to me is like, you know, I just pray about it, you know, like lift it up to God, and I do those things, but I just knew there was something bigger there that I needed extra help with. And I actually ended up going to my GP and saying, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just suddenly sad out of nowhere. He said, well, yeah, it's been, you're going through a lot. You're going through a really challenging time right now and a big change. Of course it's hard. And it was really comforting to hear from somebody else that it's okay to be struggling about something. And that kind of got me on the journey to, I guess, being more accepting about the fact that I didn't need to have everything figured out, and that if I was struggling, I could turn to other people. I didn't just have to keep it to myself. I didn't just have to keep the brave face. I didn't just have to pray. There were other options too.
Kasi sa ating mga Pinoy, di ba, usually dinadaan natin sa tawa o sa joke.
Yeah, yeah. It's and we tell ourselves don't take it too seriously, or you know, just smile. it's there's so much in life to be grateful for. And especially here, because, you know, I think of life here and growing up here. It's like we live a good life here, and so it almost feels ridiculous to think what it's almost that idea of like what could we possibly be sad about? And I've realized now that attitude is wrong, because even though we do have so many good things and so many blessings, it's still okay to find things difficult, because there are so many things that happen in life that can be stressful, that can be unknown, that can really put us out of our comfort zone, where we're navigating something that's completely new that we don't have the skills for. And so being put in those situations, we shouldn't feel like we have to have it all figured out. We can ask for help. Like, it's okay to ask for help. And I think that was the biggest lesson for me, because I'd kind of been brought up with this idea that, you know, just put a brave face on, just keep going, just keep trying your best, and don't let anyone on that if you're finding it difficult.
At wag mo pa alam sa kapitbahay kasi mas ichichismis ka nila. Di ba ganun yun?
Yes, yes. Oh my goodness. That was probably the hardest thing, because at the time, I was living with my in-laws, and they are such amazing people, and also very much known in the community. And I didn't want to bring shame on them. I didn't want to bring shame on my family. And so, even now, talking about it now, I'm always conscious, like what will people say? But I guess what makes me confident about talking about it now is that I've realized everyone goes through it to some extent. You know, you might not be diagnosed with depression, but you are, you know, everyone struggles at some point. And so to hide it and to pretend like you've got it all figured out all the time does no one any favors. It actually just does you a disservice. And that the fact that there are people that can help in any of those situations, whether you're battling through your own mental health, or you're going through something at work, or you're going through something with family that you aren't, you know, you just don't know what to do. There are people who can help you. You don't have to do it alone.
So it's okay not to be okay. Ika nga.
Yeah, that's right.
Pero paano mo naman ginagawang okay yung mga anak mo dahil limitado yung mga activities na pwede niyong gawin ngayon? So ano yung ginagawa mo para malabas sila doon sa screen time, nanonood lang ng TV, nakaupo lang sa couch o sa kama?
Yeah, it's tempting because my 9-year-old loves Minecraft, and if I let him play Minecraft for as long as he wanted to, he would just never stop. He would just be in front of that computer 24/7, and I'm very grateful though that I've realized there are so many activities and things that they can do. It's been hard to supervise it while I'm working, but definitely I'm grateful that there are initiatives at the moment. The Gidget Foundation's been working with the New South Wales government, and they've just launched a platform called the Family Project, which is actually an entire resource that's for families who are going through lockdown to help them you know, come up with activities and do things at home that can help people get off their screens and keep their minds and their bodies stimulated as well. And so again, it's just another resource and another example for families to, you know, make the most of, so that they don't have to feel like they're the ones who have to figure it all out. They can hop on this website and have a look at all these different ideas. And I think doing some of those activities, whether it's, you know, playing with Lego or, you know, making something, like constructing something together or cooking something together, like, you know, writing a journal, like all of these things. I mean, it's not something that, you know, you have to figure it out on your own. There's ideas there. So, yeah.
So what did you as a family learn to do together during this time in the home?
Well, one of the things I've really loved and am surprised that my 9-year-old has taken up as well, because he was very anti the idea of doing any kind of art. he's actually been learning how to letter. So he's been learning how to draw letters in a more creative way. And, he, you know, we take out our textures and We write, like, you know, we'll pick one letter and we'll, like, draw it in 16 different ways, and it's just a nice way to get him a little bit more creative. We've done a lot of stuff outside in the backyard, so he loves to play basketball, and even though the space is small, he'll do whatever he can to try to beat me. and it's just nice to have that little bit of friendly competition. So just a lot of different things that we're trying to try, new things that we're trying to get do together.
And so looking for new things to do, at sabi mo nga, to ask for help whenever you think you really, really need it, or even at the slightest hint of you needing help.
That's right. And he doesn't have to, you don't have to wait till a breakdown. You don't have to wait till you're burning out. You know, if you're feeling like you're struggling even a little bit and you just feel like you need a little bit of assistance, you know, you can turn to a GP. You can call the people at the Gidget Foundation. You can contact your friends and family and just be really open and honest about, you know, what it is that you need help with. And the help is there, you know. There are so many services that are, and we don't have to do this alone. Even if we're separated, we don't have to do it alone.
Maraming salamat, Joy Adan, ang ating Gidget Foundation Angel.
Thank you so much.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.